They brought back direwolves. It's not like a true direwolf, but they like manipulated wolf DNA to create something that looks like a wolf that got extinct. So, like, do you think that's like cool or not? Like,
I think that's really cool. The thing is, I think we have to have limits, dude. Because when there's no limits, anything goes, you know? And like, what's stopping a human from being replicated?
What about dinosaurs?
I honestly
say no.
Man. A Jurassic Park, bro. No. A Jurassic Park.
Yeah, you know what happens in
we
Jurassic
got a blueprint,
Park, right?
Bro. We got a blueprint.
Blueprints. It's a disaster. So you know blueprints is a play on words. It's blueprints as well. Because you deal with blueprints.
Okay. So, I mean, for those that don't know, this is going to be our topic, by the way, but blueprints. But I didn't know that. That's crazy. But yeah, I think the dire wolf situation specifically is freaking rad. And what's crazy is they've already had all of these photo shoots with them, which included George R. Martin, dude. That's crazy.
Write the damn books.
That's crazy. I know. He's like, finish the books, dude. We had direwolves before we finished the books, bro. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't know. I think, like, I don't know how long the direwolves were extinct for. I think there should be, it's okay to bring back animals 10,000 years, but anything before that, no.
Because also, recently was also dodos that went extinct, right? That was just years ago. I mean, few as in, like, still within like 100 years, I think. A lot of animals that I would assume are kind of like more recent. I'm trying to think of
like woolly mammoths. Nah, dude. Like
that's just still too recent. Because like, we have specimens of those that we can like extract DNA from. Because we found frozen ones. We found frozen kid ones, which is insane. I don't know how like DNA is affected by age, but I assume that is like the most pristine version of DNA that we have is a woolly mammoth in baby form that was found frozen. I don't know, but the future will tell. And
they already cloned a human. We just don't know it. I'm pretty sure.
Some
country has done it already.
Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Chicken Jockey
Daniel. So this week we got some interesting topics. We have Valkyrie and Minecraft. We have a game called Blueprints, which I just found out is a play on Blueprints, and Nintendo Direct 2 DOS, where they introduced the Switch 2. But let's get into it with our things we've done in the last 2 weeks. And for me, I've been very monotonous. I just worked and exercise. But I will tell you that I broke my long-lasting diet I've been doing for 6 months. I ate a whole pizza today. I ate a whole pizza. I was planning on getting a pizza and eating 3 slices. Mm-hmm. And I just kept eating.
Once in a while.
Eating and eating.
Once in a while.
I don't feel bad about it, but like I just overdid it. I meant to just eat 3, you know, like, you know, just go a little bit over, but I went all out, dude.
What's crazy is like I used to eat a whole pizza.
Yeah.
Right? But in my mind, I feel like, yeah, I could kill it. I don't know if I can, dude. Maybe like half.
I can tell you. So I've been eating really well. I have not. My stomach has not shrunk. Hmm. Like it is. I can still eat a lot. It's kind of crazy, but it's not bad. It doesn't like hinder me. I'm still able to eat the portions I provide myself with. And then I've been not like snacking more, but regulating my snacking. So I bring like a protein shake and Greek yogurt to work, and I make sure I eat those. That way, like, I'm able to sustain myself throughout the day. Or else, like, I feel if I just eat twice a day, I bring my lunch to work, and then I'll come home and I'll eat like I'll generally try to make something, but if I'm too lazy, I'll eat what's available, and I tend to overeat that second meal. So I think this will help me curb that appetite. But yeah, I haven't been doing much. I plan on doing yoga again, but not hot yoga. But I feel like it really helped me, so I want to try it again and see like where I go with that. But yeah, that's all I've been doing. What about you?
Chipping away at James. I think I'm almost... No, I'm not done. Almost done. I'm like, I'm more than halfway. I need to finish it before the LA Times Book Festival, which is like soon. And no video games. Damn, I fucking blew the fuck up from Red Note. Holy shit. I gained like probably like 50 followers off of just one video. And it's a cat. Charisma and the attractiveness sells. And it's just, it's not even the house cat. It's like a neighbor's cat.
Oh,
and
funny.
I recorded it. It's a pretty looking cat. And yeah, dude, a lot of comments and I still get a lot of likes from Red Note.
But are they talking about how like free the cat is?
They're like, oh, the cat really likes you because it shows the cat like fall to its side.
Yeah, yeah, like be vulnerable essentially.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, holy shit. And then I made a video about $90 games. Oh, that could be a topic.
Yeah.
$90 game. Well, yeah, we'll talk. We're going to get into it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Made a video about $90 games, no likes. But on TikTok, it got a lot of comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've said it on the pod. We'll get more deep into it, but we'll talk about the $90 video games. No games, Daredevil. Oh man, they did something in Daredevil, and I'm just like, it's not the thing that they want to happen is not gonna happen. It's so stupid. But if it does happen, that show doesn't give a fuck, dude. That show does not give a fuck, man. So there's only one more episode left before it's done, but. Yeah, I don't know, man. They did something. I was like, we'll see. We'll see if they do what they do
on
it's
the
like,
first episode.
Oh, well, I mean, this shit would be crazier if this happens.
Ah, okay.
It would be Game of Thrones season one,
ooh,
like just how shocking it
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
But I was like, nah, dude. This character has plot armor. There's no way, dude. Daredevil. What else? No movies. Minecraft chicken jockey. Fucking people kids.
I don't know if you saw the TikTok of like the college students. They brought an actual chicken into
I've seen
the
that one.
And then they get crazy as soon as he says it, and then they got kicked out.
I seen slushies being thrown. I seen popcorn being I seen a guy body slam an employee. That's kind of fucked up.
Wow.
Body slam an employee. Yeah, that's like assault, dude.
Damn.
Oh, I did buy the Minecraft toy. And I got what I wanted.
McDonald's?
Yeah. I got the hamburger zombie. I wanted that. But I also wanted the Grimace egg.
Yeah, yeah, the Grimace egg. The dinosaur. Well, not the dragon egg.
Never played Minecraft. Only played Terraria. So
The better game. So you're fine.
And I've been watching... So I... damn, this might get me in trouble. Not trouble, but like... I think Love in the Spectrum is a good show. I think the clips are better than the show. So I've been watching a lot of clips from TikTok. That's my logger.
I think that helps promote the show a lot more than what the show is itself.
That show, the clips are really good, but the show is like,
I do think like they're making spectacles of a certain type of people, but I do think that because they're so genuine, like even though they're on camera, they're not trying to like, act a certain way.
There's a whole discussion about what you think. There's people that think it's not a spectacle.
There's both sides.
So
I haven't seen the show, but I've seen clips, and there's a specific person I've seen that I feel like they're not like everyone else on the show. But I can't say anything. It's just like, I think it's because they popped in out of nowhere for me. Like
I'm trying to figure out. Clips. There's one person who seems kind of normal, but she's not. I think she's on the spectrum.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's not the person I'm thinking of. It's someone who, like, it looks, and I started seeing more clips, and it's starting to make me think, like, oh, maybe they are. It's just like, they came out of nowhere for me, and it just seems like it was fake at the time. But
what's crazy is there's a girl in there, and she's on the spectrum. Like, that's the one where I'm like, and she's like kind of like not on the spectrum, but on the spectrum.
Yeah.
But I could tell she's on the spectrum because people, you know, these accounts are making clips of the show, and it would show her. She would respond to every freaking clip, anything with her clip. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, she's on the spectrum, like a normal person.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, some people, maybe they're on the spectrum too, though. If they're responding that many times, I don't know.
But there's a clip. Have you seen the one? I think his name is Tanner. He meets Jack Black.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw that one. Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'll watch the show again. But The thing I like about the people in there is like they're fucking just brutally honest.
Yeah, which is why like I was saying like they're not trying to hide anything. So like whenever they're in love, like they'll show it, and like I think it's a really cool like way to see it, I guess. But I think it's messed up that they're, you know, making a spectacle out of it. But that's a different story.
Oh, and also, fuck, dude, I've been watching. Do you know who Ed Bassmaster is? He's a prank star.
I think on YouTube. I've heard of him. Yeah.
You see. Yeah. He does all kinds of fucking. He does a. But he does this new thing. It's the. So he's got him and Ray William Johnson has got this like second career on TikTok. Like they were big on YouTube, fell off, but then they're big on TikTok. And
yeah.
So he does this thing. It is kind of fucked up because I think he's trying to play a person on the spectrum.
Yeah.
But he goes to people that are working like hard, like, you know, people who are doing manual labor. Like, I walk. And he starts like work and just like fucking with them. And I'm just like, dude, it's one of the funniest things I've fucking ever seen, dude. They're like, no, don't. He starts climbing ladders. Like, I walk. And dude, I'm like, Ed, and people in the comments are like, are dying, and then one guy said, dude, you're like top five comedians of all time.
Oh my gosh.
I think he cements himself as one that, like, all these prank YouTubers have all fallen off, but he's still doing it, man.
The thing is, so we've talked about how there could be limits to comedy. Mm-hmm. I think when you're in front of a crowd talking, I don't see that there should be limits, but when you're doing jokes to random people, it's one thing. When you're doing it on a video and promoting it to, like, you know, hundreds, not thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, there's going to be people that are going to, like, try to copy your shoes, you know? There's going to be people who are like, oh, I've seen this before. Let me do it, too. Mm-hmm. And just randomly on the street, they'll be like, I walk! And just, like, start doing random shit. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think for regular people, it's funny to watch, but then there's people that like try to copy others, and that's where I don't like the idea. And it gives me anxiety and embarrassment already thinking about it. I don't know. But that's just my thoughts on it.
Ed Bassmaster, you're top tier, man. Comedian, man. Holy fuck.
I just tell you right now, I can't watch him.
He's done so, dude. The sheer amount of characters he's done is so crazy. He does the he acts all tough Italian guy. That's so good. Like every single character he has is like so fucking good.
See, like when Ali G does it to political figures, I'm okay with it. Hmm. But when it's just random people, I can't. Yeah. I can't get behind it.
Ed Bassmaster, top tier, man. Dude, the I work is fucking hilarious, dude. I don't know. It's one of the funniest things I've ever fucking seen, dude. And it's funny because, like I know, like, you're not down with it, but some of those workers, like, you know, they're working hard. And sometimes
it's like a break?
Yeah, it's like they're, like, laughing and shit. Yeah. They're like, oh, shit. Like, it is, you know, gives them a little, like, morale boost. I'm like, oh, that's cool, man. Like the cool ones are cool.
Yeah.
Like I remember there was a guy, like there was a gardener, and he's like I walk. And the guy's like, he just lets him.
Yeah.
And he starts spraying. He's like, no. They start fighting over the hose. I don't know. It's just hilarious.
You got anything else?
No.
All right. We can just jump into it. We'll start with the Valkyrie and Minecraft. So I guess the story was Valkyrie was
appearing. She was on a podcast.
She was appearing on Minecraft.
Yeah, and she was talking about.
And then before the announcement came out that she was going to be in Minecraft, she talked about it on this podcast you're talking mm-hmm. about. And she was like,
bad-mouthing
the movie in general. Just
who's a difficult star to work with.
Yeah.
And bad-mouthing Jason Momoa, who is a producer of the movie.
Oh.
And when she was watching a film, she realized, oh, I'm not in the film. And it's because I bad-mouthed Jason Momoa.
But there's no, I don't know. I feel like that's hard to dispute. Like, that's, I don't know, true. If she saw an early screening where she was in it, and then she saw like the actual screening and she wasn't in it. or if, like, because it could be possible that Jason didn't ever heard that podcast or never even saw news about it and just been like, nah, there's no, like, there's no room for this person to be in my movie.
True.
So
it could be true that she just assumed.
But also, there are times where someone badmouths someone and then they get removed out of the movie. That's also a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I didn't realize. I thought she had badmouthed the movie and a co-star.
No, she was just, they were just talking about who was the most difficult star to work with in the movie, and she badmouthed.
I'm curious, has she been in other movies?
I don't know.
I know she's been in a YouTube, like...
What's crazy is I don't associate, like, so I didn't watch Minecraft streamer, but
yeah.
Damn, was she a big part of Minecraft?
I don't feel like she
was. I
always
felt like PewDiePie... Kai Cenat, IShowSpeed.
I feel like most Twitch people that we watch weren't big on Minecraft, but there is specifically like YouTube streamers that were and still are huge on Minecraft, like the game itself.
I heard the Technoblade tribute was put in because the kid co-star said, "You need to put Technoblade in." And they put the scene.
Kind of cool.
Who is that? Is that a king?
No, he's a legend.
Never bite. I don't know. My word of advice: never bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because if that is the case, if she was removed from the movie because she badmouthed, yeah, she should have waited until after the release of the movie.
She never work with Jason Momoa ever again.
Pretty much. But I'm also curious. Like, I didn't watch that. I didn't hear specifically that part of the podcast or listen to the whole podcast in general, but I'm curious what she said. I'm assuming it was just very like simple, like, oh, it was just, you know, Jason Momoa was nice to work with and that's it. I doubt she like got into it specifically, but yeah, never bite the hand that feeds you.
Never, ever.
Because it's very simple, especially in Hollywood, to lose everything. So, yeah.
Just not even Hollywood.
I mean, in a lot of the locations, but yeah, like somewhere where like you could be well known, music industry too, like anywhere where you would be put in front of a camera or like just known by hundreds of thousands of people, it could be removed from you.
Oh, this is like a side note. This is like a little off topic, but the Drake and Kendrick beef isn't over. Because Drake released a music video kind of making fun of Kendrick. And I like the song. And what's crazy is Drake's doing this really smart thing where he's like leaking music. And like he's like, oh shit, someone leaked it from my camp. But if it's good, he releases it. So he's like testing music out.
It's just AI music, bro. That's all he's releasing. I haven't heard any of his new stuff.
Not,
but
it's not AI, but.
Yeah.
The new Kanye stuff sounds like AI.
Ooh.
That's a whole nother.
But in my eyes, dude, Kendrick won this a long time ago. Like, lyrically, Kendrick is a better person. But show-off-wise, I think Drake takes it. But I think what matters when it comes to, like, music is lyrics. To me.
That's not for everyone.
Yeah, like, I know.
Holy
I
shit,
know.
Dude. You know how many garbage rap songs there are?
I know. Like, all you have to do is just a good beat. The music, the lyrics don't even have to make sense and it flows well. But I think lyrically, Kendrick is the one who takes it. And it's annoying that like there is an argument for it, but I guess it creates more music for us. So we win in the end. That's all that matters. You want to move on to the next topic? So we got Blueprints, which comes out tomorrow for us, but would be already out when this episode releases.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan on getting it this is what sucks. Like, there is no physical edition for this game.
No.
As of right now. And the only way we get a physical edition is if it does well and then limited run games or something like that picks it up.
It probably is going to get one.
I'm hoping. But that means I'm buying it twice. That's what that means. If the game's good.
No, if the game's good, it's worth it.
Well, yeah, okay. But I guess that lets me.
I mean, this is
buy
another,
it and keep it.
This
sealed.
Is another topic, but this will like. Well, I'll wait for the Nintendo Switch to talk about. How much would you pay for? What's the highest price you would pay for a game? And it's like God tier game. What's the highest price you would pay for it?
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk about that. But yeah, Blueprints. Let's talk about this one. This one is like a detective type game with roguelike features. And
I say it's like Myst with roguelike elements.
Yes. So you're essentially in a...
How did you first hear about it? Because I'll tell you how I first heard about
TikTok.
It. Okay.
I saw on the same day two videos. The first one talking about how this came out of nowhere for them.
Mm-hmm.
The second one talking about how they heard about this game and it has like a 95 plus on...
It's the highest rated Metacritic.
Yeah. Right
now.
97?
Split Fiction is second.
That's crazy. Because Split is...
Monster Hunter is third, I think.
Is Split Fiction... I don't think it's Split Fiction is out. Like, it's still early access, isn't it?
No, it's out.
Oh, okay, okay. But yeah, so...
I heard about it through Twitter.
Twitter
was showing the reviews. So I'm like, whoa! And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Add to wish list.
And then you brought up a thing. So I haven't, like, kept up with games as much as I used to. I still follow Jason Schreier, but he doesn't pop up on my feed anymore like the way he used to. But you mentioned that Jason Schreier is one of multiple people that really love it. Like they were like, "This isn't a good game. This is possibly the greatest game."
What triggered my interest was I listened to a lot of podcasts, and I listened to Kind of Funny's pod. Jason Schreier was talking about Blueprints. He was on Kind of Funny.
On the
episode. And the guy said, "Dude, this is this year's Balatro." I was like, "Whoa, what?" And I was like, "Okay." And people were saying, "Indie game, it's going to win Indie Game of the Year, maybe Game of the Year." And then Jason Schreier said, "Best game he's ever played." Another person in Kind of Funny, I think it's Barrett. His name is Barrett. He said, "Yeah, it's one of the best games I ever played ever." And then someone who didn't finish it said, "You know, if I beat it, I'd probably give it a 10 out of 10, but right now it's like a 9 out of 10. So I was like, okay.
I mean, the fact that he didn't beat it, it still has a high rating?
Yeah. I was like, this game is special. Like, they were saying, like, it has that special element that Balatro had. The gameplay mechanic is so fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay. Okay.
And this is more my style, because I dabbled in card games before, but not enough to like really enjoy card games. But yeah, detective games. I used to play the Professor Layton 3DS game, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, one of the guys said he's like, "Yeah, the game you played, The Witness." He's like, "I wasn't really into The Witness, but this game, man, I'm fucking..."
Yeah, even better.
He's like, "I'm into this one, dude."
Bro, so you brought up The Witness, dude. Yeah. So I bought it. I had Roberto over when I first bought it. We played that thing until like 2 a.m, dude. We were trying to beat it that night. And we got stuck on one. We couldn't get past it. And we're like, "All right, dude, we'll do this later." And then I ended up beating it like at night the next day. But that game was really, really damn good. Because it was very simple. Like, it was just you move to another puzzle. And it was the puzzles that was the main focus of the game. It wasn't like trying to get to the puzzle or anything. And I really like that aspect. But
yeah, what's also, Jason Schreier said, "I beat the game," and he's like, "I immediately wanted to play it again. Like, I beat it and I was like, okay, let's play this again."
Damn.
Like, it's replayable like crazy.
Ooh, I'm excited then. So. I'm excited. And then, like, I don't know how it's going to be replayable. Like, I have to play it to find out on my own. But I'm assuming, like... like any roguelike game, when you start over again, like the map essentially, it's different every time. And I'm assuming there isn't like just 50 versions of it. There's like hundreds, if not thousands, of versions of these maps. You know, just slight differences, but it's always different a little bit. Which is, because I really liked the what game was that? It was a female astronaut that got lost on a planet. What was the name of that game?
Oh, Returnal?
Returnal, yeah. I like the... it's very similar, but different at the same time when you replayed the maps. So, yeah, I'm excited for this one. The roguelike, I thought originally was like abilities, but you were telling me like if there's like a generator on one map and you turn it on, it stays on for the following one. So then so like certain rooms that didn't have light now have light. So you're able to like proceed even further that second run essentially. So that's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited. I'm going to, it's not for the Switch either, right?
No.
Okay. So I got to wait.
Take PS5, we have Game Pass first day. It comes on Game Pass.
I got to wait. Damn. And I'm going
but
to.
But it's, I think it's cross save and cross play.
But I'm going to the gym tomorrow, and then after the gym, I'm going to yoga, and then
just a weekend.
I probably get like home like around 9. I'm probably gonna pass out and take a shower.
Still the weekend.
I can't wait. I gotta have it right now.
Oh, I forgot to add, dude. I became an Animorph, dude. I became your sister.
Ooh.
I bought a Knott's Berry Farm season pass for the food.
Oh no,
the food thing. No, but no, it's a good thing because I was doing a lot of research,
yeah.
And I was like. Oh, there's like healthy options.
Okay,
so I'm not,
okay.
I'm not going there to eat.
Yeah,
burgers and chicken tenders. Okay.
But like, are you gonna do the whole like, go there for whatever hour you go and then wait 4 hours?
I'm gonna try to do that on Saturdays.
Okay.
But and then Sunday we'll see. We'll play by ear. But
did you do the math about like how to get the best bang for your buck?
Yes.
How many times you have to go? At least 4 or what?
Oh. So it's gonna be a lot because I bought the most expensive.
Oh, okay. Which includes like premium stuff, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Like beverages, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
It includes parking and.
Oh, okay.
So it would take me. So it's $20 a meal. Twenty. I would have to eat 30 times, but so
in
I had to go
in a month.
Yeah. No, 30 times in a year.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's easy.
That's pretty easy.
Once a week.
Yeah.
I don't cook, so it's like the best fucking option, but I'm going to be eating a lot of chicken, dude.
Did you look into it after I told you about it?
Well, I was my For You page showed
that's
one.
That's so funny. It's because I talked to you about it.
It was showing the Boysenberry Festival, and I'm like, I can't eat any of this shit. And I was like, you know what? What does the dining pass? Like, I looked at a Reddit spreadsheet, and it says all the shit that... The biggest temptation, I think, for me is drinks. Like, the food, I can... easily not eat the unhealthy stuff.
Unhealthy.
It's the drinks because I got the premium drink and the ices is the one that's gonna fucking kill me.
Oof.
So I mean, have one every now and then is okay, but
once a month maybe if anything.
Oof. It's dangerous, man. Like I was like, every 15 minutes you get a drink. I was like, damn,
15 minutes.
Yeah, that's fucking dangerous, dude.
Holy shit,
that's dangerous.
So that means if you go there, if you wait the 4 hours for your next meal, you can have what is it like four to 16 drinks? Holy shit, dude.
I'm limiting myself to hopefully just like 3 drinks.
I mean, maybe they have sugar free.
No, they do have sugar free.
Yes, it's just like water. That's fine.
Yeah. I know. I'm praying that they have sugar free icy.
Oh.
Then that would be the fucking best. Woo! They do have sugar free boysenberry punch, and I was like, okay.
Oh yeah, that's good enough. I mean, but that's only like that's seasonal. That's only for like what this 2 months, I think. I don't know how long the season lasts.
It's always Diet Coke.
But yeah, do your research on the sugar free icy if they.
And I plan on going like. Because the premium gets you a lightning pass for one ride per day. So I'm planning on going on every ride.
Eat right away and then go on the ride.
Plan on going on every ride in Knott's and maybe.
And then you'll hurl out your food and you're good to eat again, dude. It's fine.
I already have it planned out, dude. Like, I know what to eat.
That's
every
so
now
funny.
And then I'll indulge.
It's so funny.
On a treat.
Yeah. But I think the cheapest option is what? Would be just the year pass, which wouldn't. I don't know what their
cheapest. The cheapest option is like 200. No, it's like it would come out to like $300
for the year.
Yeah.
Plus the food, or is that not including?
That's
the food?
Including
okay.
Food. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that. That's not too bad. Because that's what that's what I spend roughly in like a month, 2 months for groceries, bro.
And the groceries are gonna be high. So it was funny. Like I was listening to the radio, and they're talking about like if you ever get egged, dang, it's like. It's like they're balling. Like, dude.
I joked today that I was like, I'm gonna get two chickens to start, you know, laying eggs, dude.
Chicken jockey.
I'll be rich, bro.
Bring it to the Minecraft movie.
No, it'll get stolen from me. But yeah, Blueprints, I'm going to be getting that game. I'm super excited.
See, I'm all about like creating content, so I'm probably not going to pick it up. Like, I want to stream it.
I can't have that hold me back because I'm not even like planning. Like, I want to make content eventually again, but I'm not.
I want to stream it.
I'm not going to just hold it on everything for myself, so it's fine. It's A-OK. Anything else you have for this one?
Nope. Play it. Right. Indie games, play it.
Well, hop on the last topic that we have on here. Nintendo, the Direct 2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they announced the Switch number 2. I know that much. So we'll just get... we'll save that for last. So we'll just... do you have the games?
Yes, I do.
All right.
So they showcased Metroid Prime 4.
Mm-hmm. Which they already announced on the previous.
And like all these games that are coming out, with the exception of like Mario Kart, maybe, like,
are like 70.
They're going to have a Switch 1 version.
Oh, okay.
One version of it. Also, they're adding on. So like certain games can be upgraded into the Switch 2.
I know that Zelda was one of
Zelda's
them.
Zelda's one
so
of
both
them.
Both Breath of the Wild mm-hmm. and Tears of the Kingdom. If you own the game on Switch 1, you could pay $30 to upgrade.
I don't know the price.
To the Switch 2.
Did they say
it was
price?
It was I've heard 30. I don't know actually if that's the official amount, but yeah, if you pay a price, you can upgrade it to the Switch 2.
They didn't say it here, but I heard with the both Zeldas, if you have a Nintendo Switch Online, those upgrades are free.
Oh.
That's what I heard. But they finally have a button dedicated to voice chat.
Oh yeah,
for the Switch 2.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, dude, this like, it, what's funny is like people on TikTok are making fun of like, oh, this is what you're gonna hear in voice chat. In the video, it specifically says friends and family, so right. You can't talk to strangers in the voice chat. So that stuff would never happen. But the Piranha Plant camera looks sick. I was like that. I kind of want, and it's funny because now there's like a screen share. And what's funny is Nintendo, they didn't back down. They actually showed what it looked like. It was like 3 frames per second. It was bad, but I was like, they're being honest.
Yeah.
Like, and why would you screen share that? It looks so bad. It's like, dude. But Mario Kart, it's like open world now.
Open it's world, like, yeah. I think you said that that's not going to be a Switch 1 game, only a Switch 2. Mm-hmm. But that is also only the game that's $90 right now. And I guess to talk about it, they've announced that all Switch 2 games, I'm assuming first party, are going to be $90.
Yep.
And then, what's his name? Doug Bowser went on... on the news to talk about how it's exclusive to certain games, which I think he meant first party games. But I guess we'll jump into the topic that you talked about in the beginning. What's the most I'd be willing to pay for games? I don't know, dude. I mean, I've bought collector's editions for like $150. Mm-hmm. But if we're talking about just a standard game, the most I'd be willing to pay is probably like $80, $90.
GTA 6, $100. You still willing to pay?
Fuck.
Everyone's talking, fuck, this game's fucking amazing, man.
Fuck.
Well worth the fucking 15, 20 years development.
See, that's where it gets weird. Because, like, I want to say that GTA 6 is the exception for me. Like, if that game were to come out, like, in the next year, and they're like, it's $100... instantly drop the money for it. Why? Because the history of that game tells me that it's gonna have my money's worth, you know. But if Mario comes out, like Mario World, like another Mario World comes out, I'm not gonna pay $100 for that. Like I've played it before. It's not anything amazing. It's not gonna wow me. It's gonna be a cool game, but it's not gonna be like, hey, this is groundbreaking, amazing game. I'm not going to pay $100 for that. I'm not going to pay $90 for it either.
Also, like, the Switch 2 has, like, this game called Welcome Tour, and it was getting backlash because you have to pay for a...
Yeah, it doesn't come with the Switch.
Yeah, and you have to pay for a tutorial, I guess.
It's the game, you have to pay for it. And normally, like, they've had, like, introduction games that you don't pay for, you know? It comes with the Wii U, with the Switch.
Damn, the most I would spend for a game... I'm okay with 100, but damn, anything above 100 is like pushing it, dude.
The thing is, I wouldn't regularly spend 100 for a game. Like, you know, once a month, no, it's not happening.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while, like every couple months, every like 6 months, I would say, I would be willing to drop 100, but that is too much.
That's also, it was kind of weird. The Nintendo Direct, they showcased Silksong, but it was like quick.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like in a melody of other fucking games. I was like, it's so weird, dude. I was like, okay. I mean, we're getting it.
So have you played Hollow Knight?
Yeah.
What would be the amount that you'd be willing to pay
for indie Silksong? Game?
For Silksong specifically.
Oh, Silksong? The highest? I would pay like a retail game, $60.
Yeah, $60. I think is the highest I'd be willing to go
for indie Silksong. Game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not for indie games, I'd be okay with around $40.
Silksong's an indie game.
But Silksong specifically, again, because the history, I know how good the first one was. I'm pretty sure the second one's going to be just as good. I'd be willing to pay up to $60 for that game. But other indie games, without me knowing them, I'd only be willing to go up to $40 for those games.
Hades 2 is exclusive on the Switch, like timed exclusive.
Oh, that's not bad then.
What's crazy is I've been watching reactions.
How does that work though?
Timed exclusive.
I already played the demo on this. I don't know if it's a year or how long is it going to be exclusive for. That's weird. I mean, I don't mind it. I can wait for it, but.
What's crazy was they showed a character, Toby Fox, and I'm like, dude, people don't recognize him? Like, people who like Undertale, like, when I saw him, I was like, holy shit.
I need to play Undertale, man. And I think I should stream that one.
It's a good one.
I need to play it because I've never played it. So it's a first time reaction, you know, if I play it. I need to stream that and learn how to like edit videos to put on YouTube so I can do a stream and then edit
the
videos.
On my TikTok, there's a girl that's playing Chrono Trigger for the first time. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I need to get me a dude for the Philippines editing my videos, dude.
Oh, and they announced this is a big one, but I'm like skeptical about it because I don't know how the latency works, but GameCube games are coming to Nintendo Ooh. Switch.
Is it stream only?
Yes.
Oh.
It's like their other thing, like Nintendo and Nintendo and N64.
Which like those games, I mean, they're not too big of a file, so the lag wasn't a big issue, but yeah I think Nintendo, the GameCube. And I guess just to show, like to talk about what I'm referring to is I've used emulators, and when you play like a Game Boy, a Nintendo game, like a classic Nintendo game, there's no lag because it's easy for it to handle it. But even though I have like a good gaming computer, I've tried playing PlayStation 2 emulators. Bro, it is bad, dude. They are so bad. And I mean, I know it has to do with the emulator as well. Like it is not able to use the full processor of like my computer to run it. But man, they're bad, dude. So I don't know. I'm curious about how the GameCube. But I'm honestly not planning on getting a Switch 2. First of all, they postponed the system, but it's much more expensive than I thought. $430 for.
What's crazy is it's. I agree with you. Like when I think about it, it's expensive, but it's not really that. Like it's the dollars was so weak. It's been weak.
I know
weak,
it's inflation, but. The thing is, for me, I've never really like splurged with my money, and right now I'm like I have a lot of tattoos planned, and it eats up money. It eats up money, so I can't be leisurely with my money right now, this year specifically. I got to make sure I have everything saved right now before I start spending more money. So that's kind of like the hole that I dug myself in. So.
I don't usually buy Switch like or console releases on launch. I usually buy when there's a game I want. But this one's going to be an exception because I want to make a review video for the Switch 2. And then Elden Ring. But what's crazy is they showed Duskbloods.
Right.
And that, I was like,
that gives me,
yo,
I don't know, man. That straight up, I saw footage for it and was it, and it just screams predecessor to
sequel
or predecessor. Sequel. Yeah, sorry. Sequel to Bloodborne, like
spiritual successor.
Yeah, dude. Like, why is it Nintendo 2 exclusive?
No, I know why. Money. So this Sony's so fucking dumb. Don't bite the hand that feeds Sony. I'm still willing to collaborate. But no, Sony's dumb because this happened to them before. Demon's Souls is owned by Sony. And then FromSoft, all right, let's make the sequel to Demon's Souls. Demon's Souls 2. Sony's, nah.
We don't want
it. It didn't do too well. And it given the facts, it didn't sell well, but it became a cult classic. People started talking about it afterwards. So FromSoft's like, all right, we'll just make Dark Souls. Every company can play with it. And so Bloodborne is actually partially owned by Sony. They're like, yo, FromSoft's like, yo, we want Bloodborne 2. People want Bloodborne 2. People want Bloodborne remaster or remake, anything. Sony's like, nah. And then so FromSoft's like, they probably went up to Nintendo. And Nintendo's like, hey, well, here's the money.
Here's a little bit of money.
And Sony cannot learn from their mistakes, man. They're so dumb, dude.
What'll happen is Sony's probably going to drop a lot more money just to be able to have Duskbloods on Sony. I don't even know if that's possible.
So I think the IP is not owned by Nintendo. I think it's 100% owned by FromSoft.
Yeah.
I think I read a Twitter. So I guess it could be a timed exclusive.
Yeah,
so
it could be. But I'm assuming what's going to happen is Sony's going to pay big bucks to allow that timed exclusive to expire quicker.
Yeah, the Duskbloods IP is fully owned by From Software, so it's a timed, probably a timed exclusive.
Okay,
but
the fact that they didn't say that, it just like they just showed it.
We see a guy with a jetpack.
A dinosaur?
Oh, a dinosaur. Well, that's not too crazy because Elden Ring had dragons. Dragon magic.
No, so. But like, I know dragons like are a thing now in these games, but dinosaurs are not a thing.
But we saw what you see in the trailer is like the guy like go for the neck and suck out. It looks like blood.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like the backstab or the parry attack. I'm excited, dude. 2026. Miyazaki's working on next thing, man. We wanted Bloodborne 2. We couldn't get Bloodborne 2. We're getting Bloodborne 2. And it's on a Switch, which is crazy. It's crazy. Yeah,
that's to me, that was the biggest news. That's bigger than the Switch 2, honestly.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. That's a crazy. That was, I wouldn't have. There's no way I could have imagined that. In my wildest dreams, I couldn't. Bloodborne 2, spiritual successor for Nintendo. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, and they also showed Kirby Air Ride. I was not a big fan.
I mean,
that was. I always think you should end with the biggest thing, and that was the last thing that they ended with. I mean, there are people that love it, just not my thing. But
yeah, they should have like literally switched it over.
That was the second to last thing to Bloodborne.
literally just switched it around.
Yeah, but
been like, there's one more thing, and then switch it to we're switching it up on fucking Sony.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Yeah, it was wild, but I forgot to mention there is one big announcement this Saturday. This may be the next big thing. It depends on if it's good or not. Marathon.
They're showing Marathon. Bungie. I'm gonna honestly, dude.
I hope it's good.
I've been waiting. I've been waiting for a game from Bungie, and this is, I think, it for me.
I mean,
to start playing, I don't know if I'll enjoy it or not, but this is what I've been waiting for to, like, amp me up for gaming again.
I was always talking about, man, I wish there was a better Tarkov. Because this is a looter shooter, but it's like Tarkov, extraction shooter. So I'm just, like, hoping, please be better than Tarkov.
I wonder if they changed it. Because I feel like when I first heard about Marathon, it was closer to seeming like Destiny.
When I first saw the teaser trailer for Marathon, I thought it was more like an like Quake Arena.
Yeah, yeah. Like so. More, but it's still like that thing. And then I think once they realize like, oh, it's leading towards these looter shooter slash extract things.
But the art style is so weird. It's different. It's weird. I can't even describe it. Like,
I forgot about Marathon. I thought it got canceled. I guess it just like they just stopped announcing anything for it for a while and then just like revamped it.
Yeah.
And then here is like, boom, here it is. So I'm excited.
This could make or break. This will make or break them. Like if it's bad, it's going
to. See, I'm excited for this one because it's something that I'm willing to get because it's a game for a system I already have rather than me having to buy a whole entire Switch mm-hmm. 2 to play, you know.
What would be crazy is.
Actually, would Dustbloods be on Switch 1?
I don't know.
I hope so. If it is, I'll get it on Switch 1 and then I'll buy it again for Sony if it comes out. But what were you saying?
I think Marathon's going to be free to play, man. I honestly think it's going to be
free. Whether it is or not, I don't mind. The only thing is I'm worried about how, if it's free to play, they're going to want to make money somehow.
They're going
to
do the Fortnite one.
If they do skins, perfectly fine. Because I never Battle been Pass enticed by skins. Battle Pass is okay, too. But I hope they don't do some crazy ass shit where it's like pay to win and you get
they're
like
gonna
better
have,
guns.
Knowing Bungie.
That's why.
They're going to have dances, dude.
Oh, that's fine. That is okay with me. I just don't want like you can buy actual gear that makes you better type shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I don't think they'll do.
I feel like they will and they'll just put it behind way more expensive and they'll be like, "No, it's okay. No one would buy this $70 gun because it's $70." And it's like, no, dude, there's fucking whales out there. And this is going to ruin the game. So I just hope they don't like think they're doing it right by just making it extremely expensive for these specific items.
To do it like the Call of Duty way. In 1 month, last month, you see how much they made?
No.
Off of loot boxes? It was like $10 million or $100 million. I don't know what it was.
Damn it.
I was like, fuck, they're making money, dude.
Call of Duty or Counter-Strike?
No, Counter-Strike.
Yeah, yeah.
Counter-Strike.
Yeah, yeah, dude, because like some of their boxes, like if you buy it, retail is a lot of money, dude. A lot of money. And then it's just like a 0.01% chance of getting the good stuff. Like it's crazy. It's crazy. You're buying the shit for expensive money to just get a chance at winning the item that you're looking for. That is insane.
I hope Marathon... you know what would be the craziest announcement, though, Marathon would do? Is they show gameplay, like, it releases tonight. Walk away. Woo!
On a weekend?
Break
it could happen. It could
the
happen.
Internet, dude.
It could happen. When is it scheduled? Saturday?
It's on Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
Could happen. I'm going to watch it. Dude, I hope it's good.
Could happen. Are you going to stream it?
Nah.
Reaction?
Nah.
You should.
No.
You should.
I want to do more. The $90 video game. I talked about it. I said we're already paying for $90 video games. We're paying for $60 for an incomplete game and then $30 for a DLC.
Yeah.
It's already. That's. But now it's going to be $90, $120.
The thing is, because I've spent probably well over like $200 on mobile games.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I'm not seeing it as me spending the $200 right off the bat. Like, it's over time,
mm-hmm.
which I guess, like most people, I'd be okay with that because you don't necessarily see it as spending $200. You're spending like 10 here, 20 there. 25 usually is the max that I go, but that's like what I'll spend in that one like week or month usually is what I like set like a limit for myself. But I just keep playing that game, and then eventually it gets up to like $200.
You already spent money. You already spent $100 on a game, Monster Hunter, because you're going to buy the DLC. Mm. 60 plus 40.
I mean, I haven't spent it, but I did spend a total of $140 on it. I bought it twice, and then I gave it to a friend instead of
Oh, but I did say in my video, I did say there are exceptions. There are some companies that, there's only one company in my mind that they do the game and then they do the DLC, but it's the original content's worth it and the DLC's worth it. FromSoft, Elden Ring. I said that's the only company I could think of that does it right. But I said fighting games are the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Because you get not all the characters. It's an incomplete game. That's one of the reasons I didn't buy Monster Hunter. G-rank. It's an incomplete game. Oh, damn, Final Fantasy VII? Don't even get me started, dude. I knew it was three parts. That's a $180 game if you bought all three parts.
So I bought the first one. I have not bought the second one. I'll probably just wait until it gets on sale.
I'm waiting for all three on sale.
I want to, but I feel like... Because once they release the third one, it'll still be a while before they do like the bundle deal.
Black Friday.
You'll be able to buy them separately on a deal, but not all together on a deal. Yeah. And then the thing is with Monster Hunter, I was okay with Worlds not being a complete game because that first game was like enough content for me.
Yeah.
Rise started like, it was very similar to Worlds. It was like enough content, but I was like, this is not like cool, you know, it's getting old. And then this one is a lot shorter with content. Like, there's so little. And then when you get to the end game, there's only one monster that becomes 8-star, which gives you guaranteed the best items to try to make the best weapons. Other than that, there's two monsters that are 7-stars, and that only gives you a chance, if not only a few items that are the rarest ones to make items. So you're like limited. I feel like they should have at least put more monsters that were the highest rank ones to keep doing, like to have like a variety of things. So that it, like, this one pisses me off.
I'm just saying, I'm probably not going to pick up the next monster. No, this monster and the next one.
I'm probably going to get the DLC, and then after that, I probably won't get any more Monster Hunter, but we'll see. We'll see.
Unless they drastically change it.
So you essentially just want a full game before you get it again.
60. And here's another hot take. If I buy a game for a Switch, like let's say I buy Elden Ring for the Switch 2, I should be able to own copies of that for the PlayStation for every... Gives me the right to own it for every console. That's not a hot take. That should be the way it is.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen. But.
It is what it is. We've allowed ourselves to be like this. But like... I feel like that's a whole nother topic. We should talk about that. We should bring that up at some point. Yeah. Anything else for this episode?
Negative. Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey. All right, guys. We're going to end it here. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you guys on the next one.
Peace.